The pandemic has made the position of county public health officer more than just a part-time job. It has now become political. So far, two officers in Wyoming have been removed from their positions, and one has resigned. Wyoming Public Radio's Camila Kudelska spoke with Washakie County's public health officer who did the work for 10 years, until he was removed by the commission this past fall. Dr. Ed Zimmerman says before the pandemic, the position was relatively easy.
So before this pandemic, we were still involved in any kind of planning for any kind of a catastrophe that might have come along. We did a lot of training back. We had H1N1. If there's a national public disaster of any kind, you say natural disasters, we're involved with the health department in planning our response to that.
Back in January, February, March of last year, when COVID was kind of finally coming into our focus here in the United States, what was kind of your thought process as the public health officer?
From a state level, I think Wyoming did a good job of preparing early. We knew that it might be coming and get some education out. I think it was problematic, I think, for the CDC. Often their recommendations would change fairly frequently, and we would make recommendations based on that, and then they might change their stance a little bit. And so that may have hurt our credibility a bit as public health officers if we were following their recommendations.
Right. And in the beginning, when, Wyoming went into a pretty full lockdown, even though we didn't necessarily have many cases, there was generally kind of a pushback from the population. And I just wonder, as a public health officer, what was kind of your messaging?
So initially, the county commissioners were supportive of what we might need to do as far as cutting back on restaurants. In dining in and such. And we had a program, or we had already set up a document that we could produce to actually put an order in place in our county. And then the state came down and did it from the state level. So we never had to use our own documents. And that was helpful. And so that took some of the pressure off of the county health officers, because it wasn't us specifically. But we still had to go out in the community and try to sell this as a reasonable public health measure. And there was a lot of pushback appropriately at times, because obviously this is the lifeblood of the busy small towns, or the small businesses such as the restaurants and daycares that were now not able to function.
Once we actually started getting cases and, we got a little bit tighter state variances, as well as a little bit locally as well. I mean, what was kind of the community reaction to that, and then what was the commission's reaction as well?
The masking issue is really the one that caused the most trouble, at least in our county, and I think in a lot of other counties too. The county health officers as a whole had sent a letter to the governor asking him to implement a statewide masking order, and that was not happening. And so several weeks later, I think 15 of us, quite a few of us on the call, we all decided that we would implement individual county masking mandates, since we couldn't get a statewide mandate, both to protect our counties and to try to put a little more pressure on the governor to perhaps follow through with the state mandate. The science was solid on my side. We were having a horrible increase. Our line of new cases was almost vertical. And so I used that when I presented to the county commission what I was going to do.
And how did they react to that?
Our county commission is made up of three people, and to a person, none of them supported a countywide masking ordinance.
And why do you think they didn't?
It was political. We're a strong Republican state, and unfortunately, it turned into a political issue. If you wore a mask at the grocery store, they thought you were a Democrat or a liberal of some type, and if you gave in to this masking thing, that you were kind of giving up some of your individual rights. And the county commissioners, I think it was all just political on their side. I was confident on the scientific side of it, epidemiologic side of why we should do what we did. But from a political stance, they did not want anyone to be told what they had to do.
How did the community react to it? Maybe, what was kind of your interaction with the community to tell them that, this is needed and it's important?
In our county, I would go to the grocery store before this happened, and me and my wife might be the only ones in the store who had masks on. After the ordinance, I would get maybe 70%, at least in the first few weeks, we'd probably be 70% wear masks. And that's dropped now. I go in now, and I really, there are people masked, maybe 50-50. But for a while there, I think we had a significant impact as far as the amount of people who are masking up.
Okay. And then, you know, what was the fallout with the commission?
So I met with them on November 17th. Obviously, they altered a person did not want this mandate to go forward. Fortunately, in Wyoming, even though the county health officers may be chosen by the county commission, we really don't answer to them as far as the decisions we make. We answer to the state level. And so they really have no control over the health officer other than I get to pick who it is. And so I went ahead and put that mandate in place. And then 5 years, 5 days later, they held a special meeting just to fire me. So.
And what was your reaction to that?
After 10 years of doing it, I was disappointed that it had ended like that. Now someone will have to take over and start all over again. I mean, fortunately, the next health officer is still doesn't have to do what the county commission wants. They're still responsible at the state level. And so I'm not sure that it will change as far as, you know, mask ordinances and such.
Right.
About two weeks after this happened, of course, we ended up with a statewide mandate.
And I just wonder, like, when you look back overall about being a public health officer in the pandemic, I mean, what for you was kind of the biggest challenge?
I think the effect you have on your family is significant. You know, I was just lambasted on Facebook. I mean, I was trashed on Facebook like every day. You know, my kids were accosted at school saying, you know, about the fact that their dad was shutting down restaurants and requiring masks. And so, people talked to my kids. My wife was accosted at the grocery store. I know one county health officer south of me who ended up with a death threat. And so it's surprising the amount of anger that came out over this. You know, they'll buckle their seatbelt. They'll put their tray table up when they're on the airplane. They'll give their kid an MMR shot before they go into sixth grade. But all of a sudden, a mask becomes this huge invasion of their private liberty. And so that was surprising.
That was Camila Kudowska speaking with ousted Washakie County Public Health Officer, Dr. Ed Zimmerman.